Radio Network. Karsten Senoff is our guest, and I want to get it out there, Karsten. Here's the thing. I've been told my whole life I have an aura, and people can see my aura, they can understand my aura, they can know things about me before I even speak to them, all about my aura. The human, we tend to, I think, in human conversation, want everything to be physical and visible. So you're going to talk to us about aura and then aura transformation. Welcome to the show. What is aura to begin with?
Well, first of all, hi Ed, and thank you for the invitation to join.
You bet.
And actually, I got my wife here next to me, Annie Senoff also.
Hi, Ed.
Hello, Annie. How are you? Annie, I'm going to ask you, what is the aura? What does
the
that
aura.
Word mean?
Yeah. The aura is your radiance. It's actually what other people, they sense around you. So if you like other people without being able to explain why, it's usually because they have a very positive or strong radiance. So it's your radiance.
And,
it's the energy
and generally, Karsten, what would this be in medical terms? Are these scientific terms? Is this a microparticle, like a quark, a very small particle? What is the aura?
Well, that's a very good question, Ed. I think that, first of all, we have to accept that everything is about energy. I mean, even the table you're sitting at, even though it's very dense, it's still energy. I mean, that's physics. So we know that for sure. It just consists of a lot of small atoms in there.
Okay. I
so
got it.
So the aura you have around you, I mean, it for most people, it sounds like something that's really weird. But most people, they also know how they can sense things, right? For men, it's normally we have to taste it. So we have to feel it in our gut. Where women, they more sense it with other senses, you can say.
Yeah, look, I think people can relate to this, right? You are in a transportation hub, airport, train station, someplace, and you're surrounded by strangers, and you start to walk in a direction, and you get a very bad vibe from someone in the instant, and without even seeing it through, you sidestep and go to another entry. You go to another gate. You avoid it. Instantly, your antenna were triggered, and it was specifically a danger. So the idea of us sensing things, I think people do have this experience. They do get that. But what is the aura transformation that you speak of? What is the transformation part?
Well, the aura transformation, I'll let Annie talk about that because she's actually the founder of that. So
okay, so I'll take over here. Aura transformation is an upgrade of your aura, of your radiance. And
upgrade.
We know that today's children, they have a much stronger power in them. They have a high self-esteem compared to, you know, when you and I, we were children. And actually, it's possible for adults to have their energy upgraded almost like a computer, that you want the latest version, not the old version. So you can have your radiance upgraded, so you actually radiate the same strength and the same speed or pace as the children they do. You don't need to run around like the children, but you can actually follow their thoughts, and you can also relate to it. So it will be much easier for an adult or for a parent or a teacher, if they have an aura transformation, to follow the children's mindset and not just think that this is too much or too modern. So it's an upgrade of your aura.
You know, it's very interesting. When you say upgrade, you know, we think of buying something extra to have more leg room on a plane or more memory in a phone. How do we impact an aura in ourselves either way? What is the method of having an impact? I assume you could actually downgrade your aura with certain actions in life too. So if you can upgrade it, what are you actually doing? Is this changing your mental state by point of view? Is that we're changing the way we look at something to move our mental state in a direction?
Yeah, you upgrade, as you say. Maybe it's the wrong word. You know, I'm
no, I want it might be the right word, but I don't know what it means. When you say upgrade, what am I actually doing? That will,
it's happening. You're going through a healing process where you will have this long-lasting energy upgrade, and it will influence both your mind and your drive and your whole personality. So it's not just you know, your mental energy. It's all in you. It's like you wake up the next day and then.
Well, how do you do it? Yeah. What is this an exercise that you do every day? Is this a meditation that you do? What is the act that is performed?
It's a one-time healing.
Okay.
And it takes about 3 hours to have this upgrade.
What is it? Yeah. When you say healing, I don't know what that means. What do you mean? You give them something to eat, and it helps them, like food or a supplement.
No.
Oh, it's, okay. So
it's
what do we
because,
do?
Because yeah. Some people like me, who are, I'm a clairvoyant advisor.
Right.
I can see and sense energies, and I have people or partners, or
right.
we have partners
right.
in many countries training people mm-hmm. to actually do this, to practice it, and they will place their hands on the client, and then they will.
Ah. Okay.
They will. Yeah. They will.
All right. So you have with this is. I want to make sure I keep it straight here. Clairvoyance is the ability to see into the future. Aura transformation is not giving someone else clairvoyance. You're using your clairvoyance as a tool to upgrade mm-hmm. their mental state?
Actually, I use my clairvoyance or clairvoyant ability to see and sense things around other people. So it's not just the future.
Uh-huh.
When I meet other people, I know a lot about them, not because I'm curious, but it's just visible to me.
Uh-huh.
Like you have a painting in the wall. So if,
right.
Yeah.
So, right, what
so
did you,
I can see those things.
This is great. What did you see when you saw me? right. Listen to Carson. Carson's laughing right now because Carson is like, "Am I going to get to answer anything, or is he going to ask Annie every
fine.
Question?" All right, don't worry. We'll come back to you.
Right
we'll come
Actually,
back to you.
I saw
yes,
a very
tell me.
Fast man, and you are fast in many ways. I think that the listeners they can both hear it and understand it. But you're very clever, and that's the reason why you like to make fun of things, actually, because you can see more layers in everything that happens. If you were not that funny, it would mean that you might be a person working in a corporate or working in corporate business, just taking care of money and trying to earn more money. But you want to influence other people, and of course radio and the media is the best way to do that. So I think you're in the right place.
I have always also had a pretty good accuracy on getting a feeling of fear to avoid some place. When we were young, we would go on the subway in New York City 2 years before our parents knew. So we were sneaking into the adult world. And Subway back in that day, you're going to laugh, was 25 cents. So it was easy for kids. And we knew what to avoid. We mm-hmm. could feel it on the other side of the car and go, we should get off here. We should jump down two cars. Also, if we were in the old neighborhoods of New York, which could have street crime, you know, not a wave of it, but certainly you could become a victim walking around 12, 13 years old with your buddy. But same thing. We would cross the street. We would walk in a well-lit intersection. We had something going on there. But the thing is, I was vindicated by things that we would find out that would happen. Oh, there was a problem there. So is that's not clairvoyance, right? That's a fear, a fight or flight antenna. What is that?
It's strong intuition.
Exactly.
And actually, you know a lot about how to use energy self-defense tools because you know how to avoid problems. I also do that. I just know that I should not walk down that street today or
right.
Do that today, maybe tomorrow or maybe not tomorrow. It all depends. So sometimes I have made plans which are stone sure, I would call them. You know, I would not think that I should ever change them. And suddenly I know that I have to change those plans because things have changed. And then later on, maybe there will be information, you know, in the news about things that happened in that place. So I maybe didn't know about the actual things that would happen beforehand, but I knew that I should not be in that place at that point in time.
Exactly the same as you when you found out, here we got to get off.
Exactly, right. It's not even a hint. It's a directive that comes through chemically where you're like, oh. It's kind of like if you felt the air temperature change, you know, it was comfortable, yeah. Then you walked into a cold draft or you walked into a sweltering heat. It was just pretty certain. Karsten, this idea of an energy self-defense guide of yeah. our loss of energy and mm-hmm. what we can do to defend against energy loss. Talk to me about the importance of it, the application of it.
Well, going back in time, I've been running companies around the world in the IT and consulting industry, and just by watching people in the business side, I could see that when people came out from meetings, there were some people that came out that were sort of had grown half a meter or a yard there, and there were other people that would have sort of shrunk and felt like they've been hit by a train, right? And I was watching these things, and that happened in business, that happened when I was with families, with private friends, some, even in business, or even in sports, when I was playing sports at high level, I could see this happening also. And then we started looking more into this, and what we found out was that you actually lose parts of your personal energy there. So parts of your energy, yeah. and you're losing that part, right. and that part you need yourself to be successful. So you need to get it back.
Now, okay? What are we talking about? We're talking about the way we sweat, the way we perspire. Mm-hmm. We're losing it like that, or what? When you say we're losing it, what is happening to it? How is it consumed?
Well, it's sort of a mental thing that's happening, right? You have two people standing in front of each other. You know when somebody's really annoying you. Real bad, trying to annoy you. Right, they're trying to right. get your focus at one place so they consciously or unconsciously can get around you and grab parts of your energy. So they're actually taking a part of your energy and you don't know it until afterwards, suddenly you feel tired. So every situation when you've been with other people and you feel tired, you know that you have lost part of that energy. And you could also say aura, right? Because you have the radiance, the aura, the energy is also in the aura and it's in the body. So you lose some of that energy, and that's a personal energy that you need to be able to fulfill whatever you want to do. Make sense?
You know, it does. I'm just taking it all in conceptually. So a real life example yeah. of this might be that when someone has successfully distracted you, or a bit of news relevant to your business or your personal life has great impact on you, that impact can suck out some of this energy that yeah. you're trying to hold on to because you need it for the totality of you. But now exactly. it's being drained, and you can feel this in a moment of exhaustion. So that's really the experience that our listeners yeah. might have, right?
Yeah, you can call it an energy vampire, right?
Right, okay.
That's a term some people right. also use or know of. So that's what's happening. Yeah, somebody's grabbing a piece of your energy, and because you lose that energy, you get less energy, and you can feel it straight away. You can feel it's all like, ooh,
so you've,
what happened there?
Right, exactly.
But most people are not right. conscious about this.
You really? People who are unconscious of this happening, they think yeah. they're just tired. They think it's yeah, that they're absolutely. Not eating enough food. They're not getting enough sleep.
Exactly. And they need rest. So they go for a walk or they go and lay on the couch and they need rest instead of finding out, oh, I lost something here. Something right. is going right. on. And that's why we wrote these energy self-defense guides for women, for men, young adults. It's a whole series coming out with 12 books.
Annie, how exhausting is it to be clairvoyant where you have the ability and then maybe a casual a contact with someone unleashes something because maybe they were very laden with their feelings, their emotions were near the surface, so that could attract you, and then your understanding incites your curiosity. Are you able to manage it to the point where you have an off button, and even if you go to Target or you go to Walmart or you go to a baseball game, you don't start absorbing with your clairvoyance others around you involuntarily? Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah. I know that. I have big trouble at the beginning many years ago. Actually, I got clairvoyant because I suffered from a very severe asthma eczema, I had eczema all over my body. I was 27 and I looked like a 90-year-old. So everybody looked at me. That was the first time when I really got the feeling that, you know, people, they get too close to me. I felt them in my gut. But I actually learned because I suddenly could see all those things and it was a little disturbing to me. So I used my very strong will to actually keep it away from me. So also today when I have a day off, I really have a day off and I know how to manage that. Actually, I could tell lots of celebrities about how to have a day off with not no paparazzis running after them. But I'm not sure that everybody would be interested in that. But of course, you can learn to manage. You have to, because
If I may interrupt, which I realize a bit rude, but I want to do it here. Don't I repeat? Do not help those celebrities, please. But you can help. But you may help any a curious talk show host, interviewer that you wish. Anybody who's like me, you may help at will. Please help in all me. But with those crazy celebrities, do not help them because they should wait for the guys like myself and other women, you know, doing what we do. They can get in the back of the line for that help. That would be valuable help. All right, guys, I'm on www.energyselfdefense.com. Karsten, maybe you want to give us a quick tour of the website?
Oh, sure. It's a very simple website. You just go onto it, and there's a short description of these mental tools, and then you can see the books that are available. Three of them have just come out. They were launched on the 24th of April this year, and then the next four books that are coming out are also there. They're
not available. Got a lot of titles here. All right, so let me get these out for people. Let me tell them what's here. Energy self-defense for women, for men, for young adults, for love couples, for business, for parents. Wow, you're even willing to help divorce people. Energy self-defense for divorce people. So this is the... Yeah, go ahead.
Energy self-defense for travelers, for pet owners, for grandparents. They're all coming. They will be coming next year.
How do you do this?
There will also
be online
courses. I saw that. People how to do this actually.
We're going to go there in a second, but I do have a question about you. How do you have the energy to do all of this? This is not only energy self-defense. You're kind of showing off now that you have so much energy because you have so many books and there's more to come. You are a bundle of big energy, you, Karsten, I imagine. You're up at 2 in the morning writing. The books keep coming. There's a lot of energy in you.
In me and in Annie. We're about the same level, but I've only co-written 8 books, and I've written 25.
Look at that diplomatic move. Did you guys catch that in the control room, the diplomacy? Do you see how it works in this relationship? He got a huge compliment, and the first thing he did was bring her in and make sure that his lovely shared the compliment. Oh, you are good. Can you teach that? Is that in any of your books? That is good. You guys are amazing.
That'll be some of the things in the Love Couple books.
I knew I loved
maintain the energy there.
Yeah, I knew I liked you guys. When I met you in New York, I knew I liked you right away. All right, well, let me ask you seriously. Biggest challenge that you have taken on with this, where is the work yet to be done, the heavy lifting still? You've done a great deal with the series, but if I know folks like you, you're always looking at where it's tougher and tougher and where the challenge is bigger. Can you tell me what you're working on right now? Is there another series of books? Are we adding to this series immediately? What's the next thing for both of you guys?
It's actually a book about spirit mates. Most people, they think of it as soul mates, but we have brought it to the next level because we write about the couples that feel like they are alike and also attracted to each other, because usually when people are very much alike, then it will be like brother and sister. But of course, there needs to be attraction in the relationship. So that's our next project. It's on its way and will be launched in next year.
Yeah, we have 10 couples that are writing their stories, and we have pictures of them also being taken. So they are stories of they have found the one and only, right?
You're
the
incredible.
Dream everybody has. How to find the one and only. So here you'll have 10 couples telling the story.
Right.
And telling their personal story and also getting advice on how to find the one and only. So that's the next project. But before that, the biggest project is to get the information out on the energy self-defense, to get everybody to be conscious about this. We want to help the world on this here. We
you're
just
not
went
kidding.
To Japan and did workshop yeah. on that too.
No, you're not kidding about helping the world. Energy self-defense for women. Energy self-defense guide for men. Energy self-defense guide for young adults. Love couples. Energy self-defense guide for business. Wow, you can save tons of money when you Absolutely. Conserve creative and efficiency energy in business. This is remarkable. Energy self-defense for parents, again, a glaring need. Parents are always wiped out. Parents yeah. always feel inundated, overwhelmed, you know, up against it. And, of course, you guys are so kind and loving. You've done one for divorced people. Energy yeah. self-defense guide for divorced people. So go to the website www.energyselfdefense.com. Order the books. My thanks to both of you. Annie, you're terrific. Karsten, you know, I think you sometimes sound like you're a quiet guy, and I know behind the scenes you're a wild man. I hear it, you know, coming out. Annie, she kind of, you know, projects a beautiful kind of the emotion of the sea. You know, it's right. You are like the volcano. So I think you guys are an amazing couple, and I love having you on. I love the dynamic energy between you two. Congratulations on the books. We'll talk to you again Thank soon. You. There's always a need for what you guys have to bring to what we do. You know, we're immersed in the headlines. We're immersed in public behavior. This is what we do. We're always looking at it. So we could use you to upgrade some auras for sure from what we see. You want to send a few upgrades over here? We could use a few. I think you know which White House he might live in. Oh, my God. Can we straighten this guy out? You know, we ought to send you guys down there and see what you could do with them. I guarantee you'd make an improvement over the course of a long – that'd be some long weekend, wouldn't it, if he said, hey, all right, Ed Till says you're going to come down and visit me at Mar-a-Lago. Get me straightened out. Oh. And you know what would work? You know what would work you really hard is Melania. She'd be like, forget about him. Help me. He is crazy. Forget about America. Save me and Baron. Oh, I love her. She's
of
like.
Of course we can help her.
You know what? I would pay you to help her. The whole country would take it out of the U.S. Treasury. You'd be doing a great service to America. Oh, God bless you. All right. Well, thanks for the visit today. You know, it's Monday. People need to get in touch with who they are, because you go out there and you throw yourself all in on Monday, and half the time you don't know what's going on. So thank you today for helping us get oriented and back to ourselves, and also incredible success here with the book series. I want everybody to get on the website www.energyselfdefense.com. Karsten and Annie, thank you so much for today.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
Oh, man, they are awesome. And they're so much in love, can't you tell? Yeah, I love that. I love love. Don't you love love? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my aura upgraded, yo. That's what my T-shirt's going to say. Aura upgraded by Annie and Karsten Senoff. EnergySelfDefenseGuide.com.